by. We are about to begin. Good day, everyone, and welcome to the IBM Corporation Tivoli Talk, Passport Advantage Strategy, and Announcement for Maximo Conference Call. Today's conference is being recorded. At this time, for opening remarks and introductions, I would like to turn the conference over to Ms. Victoria McGuire. Please go ahead, ma'am.
Thank you, Kimberly. Welcome. We are very pleased to be able to present to you this announcement. You will hear tonight how the introduction of the Maximo products into Passport will affect any of your sales situations. We will be going through the Channel Passport strategy. I will be introducing you to Passport Advantage, and I will then turn it over to Tom Davis, who will go through the Maximo products that are being announced into Passport as well as into FCT today. And he will also cover an introduction for Partner World for those of you who are not familiar with the Partner World program. Once we go through the call to action, we will open up the presentation to questions from any of you listening. Moving on to our Channel Passport strategy now, we are adding Maximo to Passport Advantage, which is IBM customers' expected source for distributed software. This is part of our overall direction with all of our acquired products, putting them into IBM's preferred or premier distribution method. We have a natural affinity with the rest of the Tivoli portfolio, and so Maximo is a very good fit for those of you who are also selling other Tivoli products. Within Asia Pacific, distribution of these products will be through approved value-added distributors. We also will still maintain the flexible contract type terms for those of you who are Heritage Maximo business partners. Moving on, this is a timeline just showing you some of the history with MRO software and the Maximo product line. As you can see, we acquired the company in August of 2006 and have made announcements over time, continuing to improve the products and moving them further, closer and closer to Passport until now we do have them announced in Passport. The flexible contract type will continue with the new product, the new version, version 7, as well as having version 6 and version 7 in Passport. Our strategy for our partners is to allow our partners to have the option to continue to sell under their existing contracts. You have all the same rights and obligations. The same margin structure remains. The same support structure remains. Partners who are offering first and second level support will continue to buy directly through the FCT program. Any Maximo partners who join Passport Advantage can also sign up for incentives available through Partner World, such as the VAP program. Our existing Partner World and Passport Advantage partners are now able to sell the Maximo products which have been introduced into Passport. The pricing is announced as part of the announcement for Passport, and the support when products are sold through Passport will be through IBM, our normal support channels. To get the various discounts available through Partner World, you would need to have Maximo certification to qualify. The SVI program is also going to be available, and it will have its own requirements. We're moving now to slide number 7. This is where I'm going to be transitioning now into an introduction into the Passport Advantage program. For those of you who are not familiar with IBM's distribution program for our distributed software, on page 8, I just introduce to you our Passport Advantage program, which is our primary licensing and software subscription program within IBM. All 5 of IBM's software brands are available through Passport Advantage. The program is worldwide. It is based on a proof of entitlement certificate, so that when a customer purchases the software, they have a certificate then that proves that they are entitled to the number of licenses that they have paid for. They are able to download the software from our Passport Advantage site, so they have electronic distribution and therefore have the right to copy up to the number of licenses that they are entitled to. Customers are able to earn discounting in Passport Advantage based on an aggregate volume purchase. In other words, if they buy software from WebSphere or the information management brand, as well as from the Tivoli brand, all of those purchases count toward their discount entitlement. So this is a preferred program for my customers who are buying quantities of IBM software. We have categories within Passport Advantage for our regular commercial accounts, as well as for our academic accounts, government accounts, and general business. General business is the current name for our what we used to be called our small and medium business segment. Moving on to page number 9. Order fulfillment is through our Passport Advantage authorized business partners, or through IBM.com. The partner sets the final price to the customer. IBM.com will bill at the suggested volume price of the customer. Each product is given a point value, and those points will aggregate to drive that discounting that I mentioned before. There are 3 general categories of product sets: the initial license, which includes your first year of maintenance, then you have your subscription and support renewal, or if a customer has allowed their maintenance to expire, then they are able to purchase a reinstatement. Moving on to page 10, Passport Advantage and Passport Advantage Express. There are some tools that are available to our customers, which you may also help them with as you get your customers moved into Passport Advantage. So as we go into page 11, once a customer is enrolled in Passport Advantage, they are given their online site, their customer site. Your customer is assigned a contact point. They are given one ID, and that person is considered the primary person for that account. That person can then assign other users to be able to come in. Your customer could assign you the privilege of entering their site, and when they do, you are able to help them with some of these other tasks that are listed here. So that, for example, if they need assistance with downloading the software, if they grant you access as a download user, then you would help them download the software that they have purchased from you. You can also be designated as a technical contact for your customer, And that would then give you the right to help your customer if they face a problem, going into e-customer care and being able to open problems and help to resolve those problems for your customer. On the site, also available to your customer, are their statements, their purchase history. They have the ability to get upgrades for any product that they are entitled to. And although most of our products are available, not all of them are. So you should be aware of, that there are some exceptions. Customers can also request media shipment for those products for which they are entitled at no additional cost. They can also print out copies of their proof of entitlement from the site. And if they request, they can also submit an order online through this website. Moving on to page 12. There are additional tools that customers are given access to, and again, if they add you as a technical contact, you can help them with getting software support. They can you can open a PMR, problem management report, and follow the status of those PMRs online. Going to page 13. This is just showing you some of the benefits of working with a value-added distributor. They can help you in your sales situations by providing you with quotes for products and helping you team up with other resellers in case you are faced with an opportunity where you have a skills gap. You can be matched with another reseller from the same distributor. Marketing assistance. VAS can help you with event planning and other marketing programs. They can help you with operations. For example, when a new customer is coming in new to Passport Advantage, your value-added distributor can help you with enrolling that customer and setting up their Passport Advantage site. They also can help you with enablement. VADs have training programs to train their resellers on new products that have come out and providing you with pre-sales technical support. So there are quite a few benefits to be had by lining up with a value-added distributor. I'm now going to turn the presentation over to Mr. Tom Davis, who is going to take you through the products that were just announced, as well as the Partner World program. Tom?
Thank you, Victoria. First of all, the products that we announced happened yesterday in U.S. time and will be generally available by the end of this week on Friday. Very exciting portfolio. A lot of this information on the products have been covered in previous Tivoli talks, both about some of the new components like Maximo Essentials, as well as the base Maximo version 7.1. And after this, there will be a Tivoli talk on CCMDB, Service Request Manager, and Tivoli Asset Manager for IT version 7.1. So look for those. We will not cover it in this call. Going to the next page, these are what we announced. And these are the things moving into Passport Advantage. Everything that's on the version 7 code base will move in the Maximo solutions that include the Maximo base plus Maximo Asset Management Essentials, which is geared to the general business client or for entry into departmental solution areas in larger enterprises. The version 6 versions of the Maximo industry solutions are also moving into Passport Advantage. They're listed out there, as well as some of the add-ons that go with Maximo, both in version 6 and version 7, and they're listed there as well. Going to the next page, And I really want to spend a second because now we've got two fulfillment vehicles for partners to use, Passport Advantage and FCT. And it's important to know when you should use each. And the key thing here is not to make sure you don't really miss out on any pending business, but still pay attention to these guidelines. As it says there, if you're going to use PPA, make sure that a FCT quote has not been provided. That can cause confusion for all parties. So when do you use Passport? Well, when you have a customer who is interested in leveraging the value of PPA, and there are advantages, when customers has migrated to version 6.2 or higher, that's really, really important to emphasize. And you don't use PPA if customer has not migrated to version 6.2, because this Passport Advantage announcement has the 6.2 and 7.1 products moving into Passport. So if that's the case and you've got an earlier version than 6.2, customer, use FCT instead. And that's important to note. And the key thing here in blue is also do not mix the PPA and FCT deals together. That'll confuse everyone, mostly the client, which is most important, but some of the back office ramifications of separate POs needed and a separate ordering system and administrative contacts. So to simplify your life, don't mix the deals. Now let's talk about FCT, which I think was communicated earlier as the purchasing system in use by Maximo since the transfer of trade, which happened last April. No change here in how FCT operates. We're just putting more of our product portfolio into Passport to give people options and flexibility. So you use FCT when an FCT quote is outstanding. For legacy customers or previous customers who are running down-level versions, as we've talked about on a previous chart. For all Maximo sales, through Maximo partners who are providing level 1 and level 2 support, they should stay on that FCT model and use that for fulfillment and ordering. And the other time is when you should use FCT, when it's deemed complex. Our customer, this is once again from the customer point of view, if Passport Advantage for whatever reason is deemed complex by them, or they will not sign a Passport Advantage agreement. So once again, customer up. What's the best thing for the customer? What's the right fulfillment vehicle to be used and such? So let's move on and talk about some of the incentives. And these are pretty exciting for folks who have not been involved in the IBM partner world. Passport Advantage programs. IBM has really geared two very nice incentive programs that I'll talk about here. One is VAP and one is SVI, and we'll get into what they are. But when you combine those together, it really makes your software sales and more appropriate your solution sales, bundling multiple software and your value add together, more profitable and gives you a better bottom line. So let's get into this. First of all, Partner World has a lot in it. And if you're going to be an IBM business partner, you sign up for Partner World. That is the easy gate to get through. Getting a key is not difficult. And there's some benefits listed here, all the way from helping you plan your business to helping you close deals. The next chart is really about joining Partner World, and it's very easy. Here's the steps that you go through. And you really get that first person engaged in your enterprise to do the work, and then they subsequently get other folks access, and you can read through this on your own. Now let's talk about VAP, the Value Advantage Plus program. Now this really rewards you for creating bundled solutions that take your IP, be it services or software, and complementing the Tivoli portfolio, or actually anything in IBM software portfolio. So that's the intent, is to bundle that together and drive better profits for you and for IBM because you're selling at a solution level. Now, there's some details in here on how to participate in the Value Advantage Plus program, but it really just can be simply summarized by, to get yourself in there, you need some certifications in the, in various product areas to get yourself in, and you need to submit references. So we'll get into some of that. It's an attractive percentage point of upwards of 20%. It goes through the distributor. It is a rebate. And once again, around solution-oriented sales. Going on to the next chart. Once again, just restating what it is. It's an incentive program. It goes through your evaluated distributor. But let's go through these qualifications. I summarized them before, but let's walk through them. You need this evaluated, repeatable solution, which I highlighted. When you offer that solution, 30% must be derived from your own intellectual property. So if you're doing a pure product sale, you're going to have difficulty taking advantage of this VAP offering. You must be a member of Partner World, like I said. Your solution needs to be sold to at least 3 end-user customers, and your website needs to indicate that you have such a solution in the market, and there'll be some auditing that by IBM to make sure. And as everything that we're talking about here, if you go into Partner World and start using Passport Advantage, you'll get, if you're not already, established with a distributor who will really be available to help you through any learning curves you had in working with this system. A little more on the Value Advantage Plus criteria. I mentioned some of this. The first solution highlighted is when we came out in August of 2007 and put some of our IT asset management portfolio into Passport Advantage, and that was Tivoli Asset Management for IT and Service Request Manager, as well as 2 other components around integration. Those components came in, and we had established a solution called SRAM, Service Request and Asset Management, which really played on the integration of the products. And here you can step through some of the criteria. Requires 3 qualified references, okay? Some can be with competitive, some without, but 2 of those need to come back in a positive fashion. Number 2, those are the products that are included. Number 3, mentioned some of the competitive solutions that you could have history and therefore some experience in this domain. And then some of the other products that are mentioned here are those that have similar scope and play in a complementary space to the Tivoli portfolio, the Maximo portfolio, and those would count as well as in your VAP solution. We are planning one and have it in progress to put a Maximo Asset Management VAP out in 3Q. So that you can look forward to having as another way to better your bottom line and bring your customers solutions. Consistent theme you're going to hear here is the importance of certifications on the implementation level, the importance of references, the importance of, you know, proving and documenting the solutions you have and your relationship with your clients as to the value you've added to the deal. Let's shift off to software value incentive. And I've got 4 charts here, but I'm only going to use 2 of them. This is really intended to reward you for your contribution to the deal, regardless of whether you fulfill and resell the software or not. So it addresses what we've heard from you and the marketplace requests, is that if you identify a deal or you sell the deal, you should be compensated, whether you fulfill or not. And I believe it's identify and qualify, I should say. And there's some pretty, I don't have the figures in here, but let me share with you what they are. If you identify the deal, you'd get a 5% payback from IBM directly. If you qualify the deal, you will get an additional 5%. So there's 10% available. And if you were to do that to what IBM recognizes as a general business customer, previously called small medium business, that number would double. So if you identify an opportunity and register it, you'd get 5%. If it's an SMB customer, a general business customer, that would go to 10. And the same thing for qualification. So your opportunity here is for 20% of the end user entitled price, and that can be standard in the customer having a Passport Advantage contract with IBM, in which case you would use that price. So that's an introduction to software value incentive. Here's some of the qualifications you can see on the bottom on how this actually happens. Once again, you have to be in partner world. The certification requirements, generally three certifications, two of which are technical and one of a technical sales nature. The sales mastery test counts for that technical sales certification. And those need to be in the brand area. So within Tivoli, there is the asset management piece. So for each SVI opportunity that you want to register, you need to be registered as having the certifications in that area. So as an example, if you go into a storage situation to sell Tivoli Storage Manager and you do not have the certifications in that area, you cannot register that opportunity. Okay? So you really need to think about where your competencies lie and what you're selling to your customers, get the right certifications, and work through getting registered. There's a few more terms there. There's a global partner portal system that allows you to register the opportunity. Once again, that's inside of partner world. Let me go a little further here. I'd like to skip over and go to the following chart, which really I think I took you through the program, but here's where you turn for more information. There's some good deliverables out there and PowerPoint charts and quick reference cards to allow you to use this program. It's pretty straightforward. And it's got the eligibility on there. You've got a contact phone number. And as we need to reinforce, for AP, the resale is only via VAP partners who are with approved VEDs. So going to the next chart, here's your call to actions, if you will, out of our call today. If you haven't, please sign up for Partner World. There's the link to do it. Learn more about Value Advantage Plus. I've given you an overview, so you can do this online as well as work with your VAD. Learn more about software value incentive. That one you need to learn on your own because IBM is going to pay you directly on that SVI. If you don't have a value-add distributor, as Victoria took you through earlier, they do provide value. That's what the V is for, and can help you decrease your cost of sales and offload some of the administration you may have previously had. So get to know the appropriate VAD, screen them against what you need as a business, and get locked into them. And once again, there's plenty of Tivoli Talk replays for you. And here on the next page, and I've got to reinforce for Asia Pacific, it must be an approved VAD. That is not all of them, so we need to make sure you're working with the right set of VADs who have been enabled for the Maximo solution and can add the right kind of value I talked about. So here's the players who you can contact offline and their responsibilities. Rob Heslev, who's on the phone, Ian Knight as well. And then we skip down to myself and Victoria. The other three gentlemen cover different parts of the world. At this time, I'd like to turn it back to Kimberly and see if we have any questions, and we'd love to answer them. Go ahead, Kimberly.
Thank you, sir. The question and answer session will be conducted electronically. If you would like to ask a question, please do so by pressing the star key followed by the digit 1 on your touch-tone telephone. If you are using a speakerphone today, please make sure that your mute function is turned off to allow your signal to reach our equipment. Once again, that is star 1 to ask a question. We will pause for just a moment. Once again, I would like to remind our audience that is star 1 if you have a question today. And it does appear that we have no questions at this time. I would like to turn the call back to our speakers for any further comments or closing remarks.
Well, Victoria and I would like to thank you for attending today's session. I wouldn't be intimidated by getting into this. Hopefully, the passport announcement and how to position with FCT was clear for you. And feel free to follow up with us an email if it's appropriate or leverage the links we provided you. Thank you, and have a good day.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that does conclude today's teleconference. We would like to thank everyone for their participation in today's call. Have a great rest.